I hit record. Hopefully this stuff works. I'll do the first sound bite test, and then you do it, and then you do the intro.
Okay.
No pressure.
Sure.
Scritty Palitty, Milli Vanilli, Scritty Palitty. Yeah, mine looks good. What about yours?
Milli over here, Vanilli over there. What the fuck? JBC over here.
That's kind of loud.
We'll turn it down, Bud.
It's not turning down.
Okay.
Oh, I know it's wrong. Just yell. I'll turn it down while you're yelling. Ah! Oh, I don't think anybody else can hear it. I might have to start over.
That's fine. Let's do it again.
Can you hear it now? Oh, it has to start over on its own anyway. It's off to a great start. Oh, that's better. All right, go. Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Welcome, Ian, you son of a bitch, to the Just Be Cousins podcast. My name is Joe Neal. Over here, Jan is fucking Jason Mark.
What's up?
He's my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother. Who cares?
What's up?
I'm not in the mood for this, neither is Jason. Let's see if we can make it through an hour. And if we can, then pull down your pants and fart in my face.
It's amazing to me how many awards we haven't won. You know what I mean? We should win every award. For your intros alone. All right, Joe, let's just get right into this. How's your day been? How's your week been? On a scale of 1 to 10, if you had to compare your day to a menu item at Taco Bell, which one would it be?
You know, my week, if you're going to compare it to a Taco Bell item, would be the this is my week. Mm-hmm. It's a tostada.
Okay.
But you ask the teenager, the millennial,
yeah,
that doesn't give a fuck about your order.
Yeah.
You ask them, can I have no meat and no cheese? Can I have a tostada that only has lettuce on it, please? Now, wait, I'm not done.
Okay, because, yeah. Can I get a lettuce tostada?
Yeah. Well, that's what you ask for. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. Because what you want to do is punish yourself because fuck this.
Yeah.
But then it's a millennial who just heard your order, quote unquote. They didn't hear your order. They didn't give a shit. So what they do is they give you an Arby's sandwich. And how can they possibly give you a fucking Arby's sandwich when they're working at Taco Bell? Well, somehow they fucking did it.
Somehow.
And they look you fucking square in the eye while they hand you a fucking – in an Arby's bag, too. They go, here's your Arby's regular Arby's roast beef sandwich. And you go, I asked for a fucking lettuce tostada. And they said – and then the millennial says, no. Here's your regular Arby's roast beef sandwich. And that's when I say – fuck this. I don't understand the world. I don't understand me. I don't understand this shithead that just gave me a fucking roast beef sandwich. And I'm just going to go home. And then I open up the roast beef sandwich and it's a McDonald's quarter pounder.
I just blew out the levels laughing at you.
That's my fucking week, Jason.
That's been your week. That's complicated, but I like it. That is. I'm going to call tonight's show Lettuce Salad. Lettuce. Fucking,
it's like McArby's Bel Grande.
Yeah, it's Lettuce Tostada is the name of tonight's show. Lettuce Tostada. That's pretty good. I mean, we nailing the name of the show here in the first few minutes. That's unprecedented on JBC. I mean, like under 5 minutes, and that includes the fucked up intro. So,
Hey, well, can I ask you, did we get a sound test this time? Not that I really give a fuck. I'm just a little curious.
What do you mean?
Was there a sound test? Well, there's always complications on our show, but yeah. Normally there's a little bit of a sound test. Did we get that in?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. I hit record. You did. I didn't mind. You did yours. Then I hit the intro music, except I don't think it was going to the Audacity. It was going straight to my earphones. I could be wrong about that. I don't know. So I just started it over. And we'll find out when we listen to it later.
Okay. Ian, do you know what that means? Yeah. Yeah, he does. Okay, yeah. Good.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Hey, have a good night, Ian. Goodbye.
See, we're
Ian's
done?
Going to stop listening now.
Okay. He's heard his name. He's done. All right. That's cool. When you were telling us.
He hates it.
When we say Ian?
Yeah.
When we say Ian,
no,
saying.
I'm just kidding. He's never even commented on that. I have a feeling. I have a feeling that maybe he likes it. I'm not sure. We haven't heard from Ian in a long time.
We should bring him on the show. Absolutely.
Because he's good.
Very good.
I was telling you this just before the show began. I try to do work on the show, and that means, sifting through or searching through the cornfields, as it were. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
That's me looking through all these shows, trying to find kind of non sequiturs or weird, silly things and pull them out.
Yeah.
Is that the right term?
Non sequitur? Yeah, no. Also looking for sequiturs. You're looking for all of the.
I want sequiturs. I want sex twitters.
Sex twitters?
Mm-hmm. Sex twitters. Yeah. You're good at that.
I am.
Anyway, so. I was. Listen, Jason. God damn it. Don't give up on me now.
Okay.
I'm telling you. I'm looking through all these episodes, and what happens to me is eventually I get tired of actually working, and then I just start listening to the episodes. And I heard this Ian episode, and he was so goddamn funny. I mean, you know what? We miss you, Ian.
We miss you, Ian. Okay,
look, no one's funnier than you, Jason. I'm going to say that.
Thank you.
Like,
that's very nice.
It's like your sense of humor was carved out and presented to me as if designed for me and my enjoyment.
You know what? That's nice of you to say. What I go for is to have my sense of humor give one the impression that was carved out, like you say, but it was placed on a pedestal, and that you've come in and you're trying to swap my sense of humor for a bag of sand, and you think you did it, but you fucked up. Here comes a big ass boulder, and it's coming after you, and you're jumping over shit, and there's arrows and stuff. You find the guy who tried to betray you, and then there's spiders. That's my goal.
Well, you know what? That makes me Indiana Jones, and that
pretty
makes
much.
Me feel dashing and handsome.
Dashing. Can I interrupt you some more and tell you that you reminded me of two things to talk about, and you can decide whether I talk about both or in what order. First, I want to talk about hot salad. Not first, but one, hot salad, and two, ICP. So pick your poison.
Are you fucking kidding me? Hot salad?
Yeah, hot salad. Why? Do you know something about hot salad?
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell a story about that because I didn't think hot salad was a real thing. I thought that one of my friends played a joke on me.
Uh-huh.
Now I have to tell the story.
Yeah,
like,
you
right
do.
Away.
Do you want to tell yours or mine? I have two stories, so.
So you have a hot salad story?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know how this goddamn show works, but here we go. Seriously, tell your hot salad story.
Mine probably won't be as good as yours. So,
mine is really shitty.
Okay, all it is that I was working with a car washing training soap rep. Okay, so if you want to start your own car wash, right? Then you need to train. And you can't just train with any old soap. You need training soap, right? If you use regular car wash soap when you're training, there's all kind of licensing issues. Let's not get into it. Point is, you need training soap. And I was working with a guy who was trying to develop point is that I was working with this guy. And we were going out to lunch every day.
He's trying to develop soap.
Well, he was just the rep. He didn't make the soap. He was trying to develop his market. He was like a salesman, but more like a sales manager. Like, anyway, I'm fucking up the story. The point is this, and the rest of the story is true. We would go to out to lunch every day while we were working, and we would go in his pickup truck. And one time we went through a drive-thru, McDonald's drive-thru, and he got something and I got something, and we ate it on the way to a meeting.
Couple of Arby's sandwiches?
It's important that it's McDonald's because it had – all kinds of, like, you know, produce in between the burger and the bun. He didn't eat all of his, left the bag in his pickup truck. I ate all mine. We walked into the meeting. It went kind of long. This is a hot summer day. We came back. He opened his door, and the smell of hot salad just wafted out of the truck, and it was like already gross before, while we were eating it, it was disgusting, and just the smell just poured out. We're like, oh, we should name, as we're dying, like, in the parking lot, we should start a death metal band and call it Hot Salad, and just so Hot Salad. That's my Hot Salad story. Hot Salad.
Well, Hot Salad. Now, look, you're saying, look, I understand McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Well, this is, these so were like Big Macs.
To me,
this is Big Macs.
What we have is pickles and lettuce and tomato
and secret sauce.
Technically, that's a fucking salad, right? I guess it's a shitty salad.
Yeah, it is a shitty salad.
But that's what you're talking about. This is the produce.
It was like that, and I think what really kicked it into high gear was the heated mayonnaise or heated secret sauce or whatever. That was what really. You know,
and that would be the dressing on the hot salad.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you're telling me that it wasn't the disgusting rotten meat?
No, it was hot salad. I'm telling you.
I don't want to detract from hot salad. I'm just saying.
Hot salad.
Look, hot salad. Well, maybe on top of the hot salad there was rotten meat.
Could be.
That's a disgusting hot salad.
It could be. You know, today is 420 when we're recording this, and there's this thing called hot boxing, right? And maybe there's like a vegetarian or non-smoker version where you're doing not hot boxing, but like hot salad. I don't know. I'm trying to – I don't
right,
know.
Right. For so all you Cheech and Chongers out there, that's not Ian.
Yeah.
Certainly not me, not you, but no. That's the thing. We would have had a theme today. If we had any enthusiasm for weed, but we just don't,
no,
right, Jason?
We don't.
We just don't.
We don't. And that sounds sarcastic, but it's actually true. It's sometimes weed is called, like, is it called lettuce or cabbage or something? Or am I thinking of money?
you're thinking of money.
Okay. I don't know.
What do we know? We can get
trees.
Come up with our own.
People call weed trees, right? Don't they?
I think we're exposing ourselves as people that don't give a fuck about weed.
I don't know.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, let's roll up some lawn. Fun.
This shit will take you out of space. It's astroturf. I don't know. Okay. So tell your hot salad story, Joe O'Neill.
Man, yours is way better, but I'll lay it on you.
Okay.
I was I've brought up this guy before. His name is Tim, not Timedian,
okay.
But we called him Timbay.
Timbay,
which is a reference to drums, because I was in a band with him, and he plays not just the drum set very, very well, but he has all of these different crazy kind of unique drums in his studio. When I was in a band, it was his studio that we recorded in.
Okay.
And he had all these crazy drums.
Crazy.
They really were. They were weird. And some of them, he was like, not a whole lot of people have this drum.
Okay.
It's a weird drum. And he would play the shit out of it. So, and he also had djembes. And so we called him Timbe.
Oh, they were djembes.
Right? Because he played the shit out of a djembe.
Well, okay. I don't know. You say djembes, and that makes me think. Yeah, it does. It makes me think of somebody saying, hey, kick me in the djembes. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And they're like, so good. But that's not what they are. They're drums. Okay, go ahead.
Well, thanks for bringing balls into this conversation. I was hoping we'd find a way to bring testicles into this. And there it is. You know, kick me in the djembes. Well, anyway, how you spell djembe apparently it starts with a D. But it's like Django Unchained. It's like, how do you spell that? Well, starts with a D. D is silent. Same thing. Djembe. Okay. So where the fuck was I?
You knew this guy,
so
Djembe.
He's
hot
a vegetarian.
Salad.
Actually, he was a vegan at the time.
Ooh.
And you know, we would have band practices, and things would go well. And the other two band members, sometimes three band members, would disappear. And then he would want to cook. You know, he's drunk and he wants to cook food for us in the middle of the night. But he's a vegan. So it's hard for me to get excited. Like, look, midnight, I'm drunk. I want Taco Bell.
Yeah, you want to. You don't want a lettuce tostada. You want a roast beef Arby's.
If I ask for a lettuce tostada, then I'm going to get an Arby's sandwich.
Yeah,
that turns out to be a quarter pounder. But anyway, so I'm standing in his kitchen, and he's sauteing, you know, all these vegetables in oil, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I can get on board with this. This is good. And he's like, are you ready for what's going to happen next? And I was like, I don't know. Like, don't hurt me. You know?
he's the vegan massacrist. He's like, I'm a vegan except for people. And he cuts your legs off and says, you want a bite? I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, no, but the fact is, he was looking at me sideways and smiling in a way that made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. At the same time, I was intrigued. And sure, I was like, well.
You just described every single time I've had sex and the other person too. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And you know, this is a story about hot salad.
Hot salad.
A really terrible joke, but I'm going to move forward.
Go on, please.
With confidence.
Do it.
There's fucking oil and vegetables and like garlic and spices.
Yeah.
And he's shifting them around, and then he stops stirring them, and then he just starts like wagging the fucking – it was a wok, by the way.
Yeah,
of course. I don't know why he needed a wok, but he just grabbed the handle of the wok and started wagging it around. He's like, oh, yeah, you ready for what's next? And I was like, I don't know. And then he's like, okay. And he fucking throws in a bunch of like spinach and I don't know if it was like romaine or cabbage or something, like just a bunch of greens.
Yeah.
He just threw it in there.
Kale.
And he kept wagging it. He's wagging it.
Wagging
away. And I was like, wow. And then he picks up a utensil and he starts like smushing the greens down into the oil. And it smelled really good. And I was like, is this what veganism is? And he was like, yes, this is what veganism is. And he was like, by the way, I grew almost all of this in my own garden.
What?
So fuck you and your McDonald's, motherfucker.
Yeah.
He didn't say that, but that's how I felt.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. Yeah. Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is the punchline, which is nothing. Well, what is this called? Have you made it before? And he was like, no, I've never made this before. I never make things twice because I'm a fucking vegan. I'm creative. McDonald's makes the same shit all day long. I'm a fucking vegan and everything is different every time. And it's beautiful. And that's why you suck and I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
And I said, so wait, what is it called? And he was like, and he paused and he bullshitted me with the next few syllables that came out of his mouth. He said, it's called hot salad.
Yeah.
So that's my hot salad story. By the way, I ate it, loved it, but I don't know if it was good because I was drunk.
Well, now, there you go.
Yeah. When you're drunk, a lot of things taste good.
Yeah, including what I'm about to talk about next.
You can't really trust yourself as to the quality of food. No. When you're drunk, am I right?
It doesn't matter. I mean, subjectively, you enjoyed it. Who cares, right? It's not like you're going to eat it again because he's not going to make it again because he's a vegan.
Right, because it's always different every time. Yeah. By the way, I didn't believe that at all. He was drunk too. Drunk vegans are full of shit.
They are. Unlike the rest of us when we're drunk, who always speak to the truth.
Well, look, you know, I didn't – yeah, you're right. Yeah. But drunk people are full of shit, including drunk vegans.
Yeah.
No matter what they tell you.
Right.
They're also full of shit when they're drunk.
Yeah. Just because you're a vegan doesn't mean you are free. You're not free from bullshit. You're still exploiting that animal, vegans, which you're exploiting the anus of a bull because that's where the shit comes out of. And it's what you're saying when you're drunk, you little carrot eater. Can I tell you another story?
Oh, please.
Okay. So this is a dumb story. It's pretty dumb.
Okay. Let's skip over it. Hey.
No. Listen. This is about Ian. It's not really about Ian, but it's related to you bringing up Ian. It's not a story. It's just a thing I thought. In your story about hot salad and Timbe, you kind of gave him an attitude, and the theme was – I liked it in your story that vegans are like cocky and they feel superior. Like, I'm a vegan. Fuck you, right? That was your kind of –
Oh, no. Did I give you that impression? That's not true.
Well, I have that same impression towards Insane Clown Posse, right?
Yes.
And I do. I mean, I shouldn't. That's really shitty on my part.
No, you should.
No, I shouldn't. I haven't really listened to their songs very much.
Expound.
Well, what I have seen, though, is, you know, like I've seen like videos in documentaries of like juggalos, right? All these people who just love ICP.
Those documentaries about fucking juggalos.
Honestly, the truth is, Joe, I can't remember what I saw. I just have in my mind vivid images of juggalos talking to the camera about that soda they drink and how much they're all, you know, a family and
yeah, because they drink Faygo.
Faygo, that's it. Yeah,
yet I do. Oh, God.
I've had. Have you had Faygo? I've had Faygo. Faygo was
never
like
had Faygo.
You ever, have you had Shasta?
When I was young.
Yeah. So people who drink Shasta look at people who drink Faygo and go, "Okay, if that's what you like." It's true. Listen, let me finish this dumb story because it's not much of a story.
Please, let's go.
It's not. So I shouldn't look down on them, but I do, and so this is the truth. And oh man, I wish you had the ability to click sound buttons like I do. Like I can do this because I'm funny, you know.
Because right now I'm itching. My trigger finger is itching because I want some
suck a dick.
God, very good. Thanks for filling that in. But continue.
Because I want that sound bite you put in half of the montages where you go, I'm Mersh. You know that I'm Mersh. Can you do it? Can you say that?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm masturbating. You like go, I'm masturbating. I'm masturbating. That one.
Yeah, well, that's you, though.
I know, but, it's
I mean,
me.
I can do my impersonation. It's like, I'm masturbating.
I'm masturbating. Yeah, that's the one. I wish that you had that now because that's where the story is going. I was masturbating and looking at pictures of naked people on the internet, and I came across one. And
is that how you masturbate?
What,
weirdo.
On the internet? On the internet?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's why it was invented, right?
Oh, yeah. No, this is all totally normal. I keep cutting you off. I need to hear the Juggalo story. I need it.
Is it much of one? I mean, you can probably see where it's going. It's I'm, you know, looking at pictures of naked people. I come across one, and I'm like, this is a very attractive person, and I could see myself reaching the point of it all, you know, the reason I'm there. And then I look at a little blurb at the bottom, and it said this was an ICP juggalette. And what the first things in my mind, I'm ashamed of this. I'm literally ashamed. The first thing that went through my mind was, how could that possibly be? She's attractive. Isn't that sick? That's stupid. Of course she could be attractive. Just because she listens to that shitty band and hangs out with those shitty people doesn't mean she's necessarily going to be ugly. I mean, she didn't have meth scars or like weird tattoos or piercings and just incredibly out of places. She looked like a regular person, and I was ashamed of myself for thinking, oh well, that can't be true because she's attractive. And that's my story. It's not a very good story.
No, you've got me. My mind is just chewing on this.
Chew.
It's chewing.
You know why? Because the tostada is a kind of it's kind of stale on your. And that's why you're chewing on it, because it's not crispy. My story is not a crispy tostada. It's a chewy tostada.
No, stop it. What I'm saying is – what I'm saying is, one, this is kind of a profiling thing. I think it's not just a microaggression against juggalos. It's a macroaggression.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I'm a dick.
It's a clear, like, fuck you, juggalos. Like, yeah. You are shitbags. Well, let's.
Hey, if I was a cop,
let's examine this for a
moment. If I was a cop, they would be all like, you know, Juggalo Lives Matter. They would say that to me, and I'd be like, shut up.
I opine to you that Juggalo lives don't matter.
Oh, and snap. Take a stand, Joe.
That's a little rough.
Let me know what you're
that's
thinking.
A little rough, but goddamn it, I believe it. And then I'm going to tie this back to what you're saying. The fact is, okay, if you're a woman,
and some of us are,
Jason.
Yeah.
And you're attracted to a fat guy with clown makeup, then I think maybe you're not a particularly attractive woman. I think that all fits together. Like,
you mean no matter what she actually looks like?
No. What I'm saying is the odds are, if you're, let's say you're a woman and your boyfriend is a fat dude with clown makeup on that listens to horrible rap.
Yeah.
I think that you're probably not a 10.
So, okay, let me see if I got this straight, because I want to make sure I have this straight. Are you suggesting that if a woman, no, let's just say person, right? Let's not make it necessarily about, well, it could be a guy, good looking guy, right? You would not expect to see like
– right, because there are homosexual juggalos.
No. This has nothing to do with like – I mean, it could be just a guy who's like, I'm into ICP and I have a girlfriend and we go to the concerts and I also model men's underwear. I'm that kind of good looking. And you're saying no. If you're that kind of good looking, something would have happened to you in your life such that you have been pointed away from the ICP. Is that what you're suggesting?
You know, you're confusing my point a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Here, let me give you an example. Well, but this is what I'm saying. Like, let's say you're like a Calvin Klein caliber, like ripped, thin dude. Just
ripped thin dude,
with an angel face.
Yeah.
You're just goddamn good looking, right?
Symmetrical nipples. I hear you. Yeah.
Yes, those too. And what are the odds? All right, there's billions and billions of people on the planet, so maybe this exists, but is that fucking guy a juggalo?
We'll see.
Is he going to paint his face and go to a fucking Juggalo Fest or what they call an Insane Clown Posse concert? Juggalo Fest.
Is that what they call it, really?
No, I don't know.
Probably called it like a circus tent or something. But no, I'm trying to get at, why are those things mutually exclusive? What is the common – what is the point of origin such that you have to split off – male model or ICP, you can't do both. Why can you be like, okay, looks good in a bikini and makes Jason Mark happy versus, you know, listens to shitty rap music that turned Christian at some point?
I'm going to say that I'm almost sure that there are hot chick juggalettes, whatever you call them. I'm sure that there are.
Juggalinas?
Right?
Juggalinas?
Juggalinas?
Juggalectrixes.
I kind of like that. That's pretty good. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah. Don't you think those probably exist?
Well, I saw one.
I mean, there's
not that I just see one, but I, you know, what's the phrase? Painted a knuckle. Is that what it's called? Greased a knuckle.
Did she get makeup on your cock?
No, she was on the internet. I was the one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like in person, like real.
No. I'm on the internet.
I almost said face to face, but I'm like a face to cock where suddenly there's clown makeup on your penis, which is, I think, is really funny.
No, I would as like a fun fetish type of thing, like say to my sexual partner, I would like to try this with you putting on clown makeup, and if it'd be kind of like a test, because she's like, all right, bye. I'm like, good riddance, because if you can't put on clown makeup for your man, you ain't no.
Well, dude, that's one thing for you to be experimenting with. Well, look, you don't do this. You don't have women on the side.
No, I don't.
To experiment with, you know, clown makeup so it gets smeared on your cock, and then you take a picture of your cock because now your cock is colorful, and you're like, oh, that's good.
Instagram.
And you put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I'm a juggalo. And it's like, no, so you don't do any of that. You're a married man.
My dick's a juggalo.
Yeah. My dick's a juggalo. Right? That's...
Yeah.
Okay. God damn. All right, we're spinning off here.
Yeah.
This is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Odds are you're a fat dude with clown makeup. You're listening to shitty rap. How much – I hate to go here, but like how much money do you make? What do you do for a living when you don't have clown makeup on, fat guy? What do you do?
You're suggesting that there is a – I'm not saying I disagree, but you're saying that like if you're into ICP, you probably aren't working in the Fortune 500.
Yes, and here it is. Like I am profiling here. I would like to say that – okay, how many juggalos exist that make six figures.
Yeah.
How many? I would say a handful.
Legally. How many make it legally? Because there's probably some...
Right. Legally over six figures? No, there might be some juggalos that make six figures, but it's more than under the table. It's fucking, like, illegal. It's exactly, dastardly. Yeah.
It's heroin or meth or marijuana. Let's go meth. Let's go marijuana because it's 420.
Marijuana. That is what a juggalo would make money off of.
Yeah.
Not meth.
No.
Because if a juggalo... Ah, shit. This got to exist. A meth-addled juggalo.
I think...
He's not the fat guy with clown makeup. He's a kind of disgustingly skinny guy with makeup.
Hey, maybe that's what happened.
All the lyrics to all the fucking ICP.
Yeah.
And he's got a girl. Here we go. We've gotten to it.
Yeah.
That guy has a girl who is also she's a juggalette.
Yeah.
And she's not a fat, disgusting woman. She's disgusting spiritually. I guess she's on meth.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, but she might be like really hot. Like, oh shit. We just landed on like what the hot juggalette might actually be.
Okay,
which is
so
like
you're...
a meth addled juggalette, and her boyfriend is this disgusting, like skinny meth dealer asshole that is getting high on his own supply, and that rhymes. But it's a better rhyme than anything ever recorded by fucking Insane Clown Posse right there.
Yeah.
I've already fucking topped them as a rapper. Boom.
Boom. So let me see if I can get this straight. I was ashamed of dusting a knuckle. Is that what it is? No. Of poking the porpoise. I can't. What do you call it? I don't know. Polishing the bishop. I was strangling the chicken until it squawked out a large, you know, special sauce. Look, I don't know, but I was feeling ashamed that in my efforts, I was feeling superior to this person when I found out they were ICP, and I was doubting that they were ICP fan because, you know, they were good looking. And you're saying, no, they can accidentally be good looking if they were on the meth. And so it was okay for me to feel superior after all, because even though she was good looking, she was on the meth. So maybe this is what happened, Joe. Tell me if this jibes with your vibes. Okay. Is that a good rhyme? Jibes with your vibes? I don't know.
Again, better than anything
cool
ever laid down on wax by fucking ICP.
Two,
great job.
There's two kids. They had kind of a rough upbringing, and, you know, they're just trying to make their way in the world today, you know? It's a little ditty about Jack and Diane. That's what I'm doing right now. And they like each
takes
other.
Takes everything you got.
It does. Takes everything. And they wait, no, you're singing. That's from Cheers. Why are you? Anyway.
Juggalos on meth have no worries. Fuck my butt a lot.
I hear a sanitized song coming.
Can you cut that one out? I'm ashamed of that one.
No, it's not going to happen. Listen, continue. Let me finish. There's two chubby kids, kind of had a tough life, didn't really have a lot going on for them, and for whatever reason, you know, ICP was their out. They're like, you know what? These people are nice to me. We go to these Juggalo fests and we drink Faygo and they're nice to us and we're happy here. And so they're finally starting to feel good about themselves. And then somebody comes along and says, hey, you want to try some meth? And they're like, yeah, sure. We're fat. We can probably get away with it. And so they start doing the meth. And here's the thing, Joe. If they had just been born in the right families, they wouldn't have been unhappy and chubby. They would have been, you know, they would have been models, right? And so on their trajectory from fat and unhappy to fat and happy to thin and happy to thin and unhappy to dead in a ditch at a concert, there was that brief thin and happy phase where the meth hadn't quite dug deep furrows into their cheeks. And that's when they're like, let's take some pictures of me in my underwear and you in a bikini and put them on the internet and confuse the shit out of a crappy podcast host.
Wow.
Did I just blow your fucking mind?
You twisted it up and made it not function.
Yeah.
It didn't explode, but it no longer works. So good job.
There we go. All right. Boom. And we're only at minute 34. Have you noticed, Joe, that when we have like extra things like ads and arguments for cancellation and obscenitized songs, we end up talking up until minute 55 and go, oh, shit. we got to scramble. And on shows like this, when we don't have anything to do, we're like, okay, it's only minute 34. What are we going to do for the next 26 minutes? You ever notice that?
Yeah, I do. You would notice it. Actually, you do understand that that's how it works. But when you listen back like I do,
yeah,
it's really clear.
Is
like,
it?
Like the end of our shows are weird because it's like, oh, shit. Sometimes we don't want to stop.
Right.
And yet it stops.
Yeah.
Or like – or then you – because you have control when it comes to this. And
yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh, it's over. And sometimes you're like, no, let's let it go for another half hour. And sometimes I will keep talking and you will be like, this is over.
And then it's just
you don't say that.
Yeah.
You just – there's nothing I can do. And I keep talking and then you turn the volume up. It's kind of funny.
It is funny. We'll be doing that in 24 minutes and 20 seconds. Here's another topic to talk about so there's no radio silence. We were texting back and forth saying, what the hell are we going to talk about? And you said, you know, weed, because it's 420. Totally makes sense. But you also mentioned another historical individual, and I had no idea why. Now, I'm going to follow your lead if you want to talk about this person. But
oh,
I don't know why
that
you
– shocks me.
Yeah?
See, because how I feel about you, Jason, is that you know – like you're just kind of – the thing about your brain is when things go into your brain, they don't leave.
Oh, well, we can talk about
that. No, I'm not kidding. Like, my brain, I retain certain things, and it all depends on interest and, you know, I guess the very kind of sputtering power of my brain,
mm-hmm.
you know. But a lot of the things that go into my brain leave. Like, for instance, I have an astrophysics degree.
You do?
Yeah. Well, guess what? You know what I know about astrophysics now?
What?
Stars exist.
Okay.
I don't retain information.
Isn't there some kind of like kick-ass meteor shower going on right now? Like the X
Again, how Linares, would I know about that?
The X Linares or the
back right when I got the degree, I might have been able to tell you such things. But
yeah.
Then as soon as I got it, And this is how I envision it. Like, as soon as I got that degree, I was like, oh, thanks for the degree. Thank you for this degree in astrophysical and planetary sciences. Now I can never think about it again. And thank God.
Where's my phone?
And after that, the knowledge began to, at a rapid pace, just flow out of my brain until I knew nothing about it. Now I know less than your average person about astronomy. I used to know a lot. Perhaps that's an excuse for when people go, oh, you have an astrophysics degree? Can you tell me? And they're like, no.
No.
No. I don't know anything. I know nothing about it. The difference between my brain and your brain is that you collect things and it stays there. And I envy that. I really like it. Now, where was I going with that?
Well,
see,
okay.
I'm going to lean on your brain to move forward with my story.
You were shocked that I did not know what you're talking about that historical figure, because you think that I should
yes.
know.
All right. You got it. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I said, and maybe we can go through our texts. I thought they were kind of funny, but
they were.
It's that we had this option to have a theme today. You know, because, you know, we're JBC. Like, sometimes we have themes. Sometimes we don't. Today, there were some options for themes. There really were. You had brought up social media, which I thought would be a good theme.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, that's good. And I almost, and the key word is almost, I almost, like, wrote ads.
Yeah.
Or, like, came up with bells and whistles about that. But I didn't. And neither did you.
Right.
And because we're fucking simpatico.
We are simpatico, you shithead. And it's because we're having a lettuce tostada week is why we didn't.
I was hoping for a fuck you, Joey, but that's okay. We overuse
fuck
that anyway.
Joey.
No, we don't. I should do that. Like, I know you use that word. That's like the There's probably people – I hope there's people that have a drinking game. It's like anytime Joey says simpatico, you have to drink. And then when Jason says, ah, asshole, you have to drink again or something. I don't know. And I should just
– well, the best drinking game would be if you hear simpatico, you take a double shot.
Yeah.
You'd be drunk by the end of any show.
You'd be drunk.
If you take a sip of beer for every time you hear fuck you, Joey – you'd be the same amount of drunk by every show. Yeah. Because fuck you, Joey is just all over the place. And I love it. That's my favorite button. Fuck you, Joey. Fuck you,
Joey. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, so what I was saying is you understand why I said – see, I'm gonna pull this up. But the fact is 420 is obviously a weed thing.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Yep.
Now, you and I, Jason, don't – smoke weed. We don't give a fuck. I don't even know if anybody in the JBC family gives a fuck about weed.
Okay.
So, like, it doesn't make sense for us to celebrate it or, like, make an entire – because what we could have done this week is have everything be weed, 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 like we do when it's, you know, like a horror episode. Like
right.
It's kind of a ripe topic. I mean, we could do that. But it doesn't make sense because we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, just for the record, people listening to this may already know this. You don't know it because we're still recording. But the image that will be on this week's podcast is a marijuana leaf. So,
Jason, Ian, I requested from Jason, and I never do this. I requested from Jason a specific image. Never done it. I feel, Jason, that you are that even though I think it was a really good idea and I thought it would be funny, I don't know if it's laziness or like obstinance or like fuck you, Joey, or whatever, whatever it is. Why wouldn't you do what I told you to do?
Okay,
it's not like I demanded something. I just thought it was a good idea, and you're like, nah.
No, I didn't. I took your idea, and I interpreted it. It's not just a marijuana leaf. There's more going on.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. All right.
Dude.
I retract all of my judgment.
No, don't retract it. Don't retract it, Joe. Just put it in escrow, because you may need to pull it out later when you realize that my interpretation fucking sucks.
No, I trust you, Jason. I just – what you said was there's a marijuana leaf, and I was like, if that's it, if that's all I get, I'm going to be angry at Jason. I'm going to be angry at him. And that doesn't last. You know, I get angry for comedic reasons at you, and that's the only reason I've ever been angry at you.
Right.
We have an entire episode. God, I wish I could tell you – I could tell you, Ian, what the number – is.
I can look.
Remember that episode where all we did was fight?
Yeah.
We did it on purpose. All we did was argue.
That was our bonus.
The whole fucking time.
It was great. Well, for 45 minutes. And then we spent 15 minutes blowing kisses up each other's anuses.
Right. We fought until we couldn't stand it. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Jason, are you sorry? And you were like, yeah. No, no. You were like, no, I'm not sorry.
I want to keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a fun episode.
It was fun.
Damn, so where was I?
I still don't know why you wanted that particular historical figure.
Wow. All right. It's easy, and I can't believe you don't know it. 420, April 20th, is Hitler's birthday.
What?
Hitler's birthday.
I would okay,
I'm
so.
Keep singing. Hold on, hold on.
Go ahead.
Hitler's birthday. Hitler's birthday. Hitler's birthday.
You know your ironic singing is always very Patton as Oswald-esque.
Don't say that to me.
Yeah, it is. I like it. No, it's good. That's a good thing. Look, I have a few bones to pick with Mr. Oswald. It's true, but overall and in general, he's a funny dude and very intelligent and. I like his stuff. So let's move on. So Hitler, it's his birthday today. Hooray for no one.
No, I'm stepping back a little bit because you brought up Patton Oswalt. I think I think back in the 90s or maybe like late 90s, he was one of these dudes where I was like, now that motherfucker's funny.
Yeah.
I was like, really funny in the way that I want to be funny. So the fact that you compared him to me is kind of a – it's a compliment, but I never wanted to be – I don't want to be derivative of Oswald.
No, he's good. Okay, let's be clear. It reminded me – I don't think that you were trying to be Oswald. I don't think that entered your mind at all. It just reminded me. I mean, your first name is Joe. Sometimes that reminds me of the character from that show with the girls in the school. What was it, the show with Facts of Life? Sometimes it reminds me of Joe from Facts of Life. That doesn't mean you're trying to be Joe from Facts of Life. It's just a coincidence, dude.
Kind of butch like that.
You kind of are. And I'm kind of like Blair, so, you know, Bob's your uncle. But actually, Dan's your uncle.
All right, I'm going to go pee. You're on your own. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. That was sudden. Just for those of you who are listening that want to know which episode it was where Joe and I fought, that was episode 34, which we called Jesus Boxing Club. Jesus Boxing Club, JBC, Just Be Cousins. You see the connection there. And I'll just read to you for want of thinking of anything else to say while Joe is taking a leak. I'll read to you what the blurb was from that episode. Fight. Joe and Jason fight. It's sardonic and sarcastic and bombastic and elephantastic. Punches thrown, kicks proffered, jabs and such. Oh, the humanity. Oh, the humility. Oh, the herbal tea. Full disclosure, canned episode recorded weeks ago and offered today since Jason is on vacation. And that was recorded last September 21st in 2017. And I'm trying to remember what that vacation was. Where did I go on September? I went to the Caymans. I've never been there, but that's what I'm going to say. Went to the Caymans with my wife and my son, and we had an amazing time. We went to a bank. We put a lot of money into the bank because apparently you don't have to pay taxes if your money's in the Caymans. So we did that, and we didn't pay any taxes. And then when the IRS, because they're like flowers, you know, when you run over them with a lawnmower. Joe, are you back? And
yeah, I'm back. How'd you do?
I don't know. You'll find out when you listen to the show. So today's Hitler's yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Jason, can you be, like, perfectly honest with me about this?
Yes.
I do the go pee thing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Is that
a frustrating thing for you, or is it
– no.
Is that a convention that I should continue?
Yeah, I think it's definitely – I'm just going to cut you off right there. Yes, like everything else on this show, and I mean that – literally everything else that we do that is ever repeated, it's one of those things that just happened to happen, and then it happened to happen again, and now it's a thing. So yes,
yeah, Tim, it's like a comedian said, he listened to our first episode and he goes, it's kind of amazing that you guys created all of the traditions of your show on your first show on accident.
Yeah Seriously, if I'm
that
just
is kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting, and I'm just really glad that in our first several episodes, neither of us was attacked by a fucking bear because we would have to do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just thinking if there were like a baker's dozen of like grizzly bears,
yeah,
and they were all doing the running man. Think about that; they're all doing the running man together.
Yeah.
And they're saying this. They're like, motherfucker, 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 motherfucker. That's a bunch of grizzly bears. They're saying motherfucker over and over again.
Yeah.
They're doing the running man. Look.
Yeah.
Bears repeating. It's.
Bears repeat. Is that a pun?
Yes, that is a joke.
Okay.
Thank you, Ian. Did you like that one?
Woohoo! Hey, I've got an idea. Instead of talking about Hitler, I'm going to read to you from a book I picked up at the library because that's always good. Really good podcasting. This is a book called Today I Wrote Nothing, and it is the selected writings of Daniel Karms. Now, he was a Russian guy back in the Stalin era. He was sort of a post He was a pre-absurdist, Russian pre-absurdist. And this book is called Today I Wrote Nothing. And here is one of the – this is an entire thing. I guess this is a poem.
Are you fucking serious right
I'm not
now?
Making – I'm not – yeah, I'm going to read this to
go,
you.
Go ahead.
This is really – this is in this book, okay? This is in a book. This is a published thing, right? Somebody did this. He wrote
fucking
this.
Fucking hit it, Jason.
I'm explaining to you the audacity. I'm going to read this to you, and you're going to be like, wait a minute. What? That's really in a book? Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is Blue Notebook number 10.
Okay.
This is related to nothing else in the book. This is not – it doesn't come back to this. This is something he scribbled on some paper, and someone else said, good enough for a book. Boom. Here we go. Blue Notebook number 10. There was a redheaded man who had no eyes or ears. He didn't have hair either, so he was called a redhead – arbitrarily. He couldn't talk because he had no mouth. He didn't have a nose either. He didn't even have arms or legs. He had no stomach. He had no back, no spine, and he didn't have any insides at all. There was nothing. So we don't even know who we're talking about. We'd better not talk about him anymore. That was Blue Notebook number 10 by Daniel Carms.
I really like that. I'm also like all tied up. Because I feel like that's something that you might have written, but it's not.
Hey,
it's
so
just something that you like.
I'm not saying that I do like it, but that's not one of my point is. And yes, I've written thousands of things like that, but they're not published. Ain't nobody going to come along, you know, 100 years from now and be like, hey, this is good. Let's put it in a book and say that he was an American post-ironicist or something. You know, that's not going to happen, Joe. My ire is that this was put in a book and published, and it's in a library, and some shithead podcast guy can go get it and then read it on the air. But none of the stuff that I've written is that I remember how I told you like a month ago I finished writing a book? Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read it.
Well, when it gets finished, you know, with the editing, you can. But I finished another one a few days ago. Now, it was already almost done. So it's not like I wrote a whole book in a month. I didn't write a whole book in a month. It was already almost done, but I finished it off and I was feeling really good about it. And as I'm writing the last word, and I don't remember what the last word was. I can look it up if you want. But as I'm writing the last word, I realized, you know what? I might be the only person who reads this novel. And yet there are people who have gotten scholarly degrees because some Russian guy back in the, you know, fucking, what was it, 30s, wrote about a guy who wasn't there. You see what I'm getting at here? Do you see the...
Yeah, I do. And
it has nothing to do with 420. It got nothing to do with Hitler. Got nothing to do with...
No, that's why... Now, look through...
Insane Clown Posse.
Like, this is not... we are completely free here. There's no theme here. That's great.
Okay.
That's why. I wanted it to be this way. That's great. Well, now,
that's what happens when you pee, Joe.
Well, dude, the fact that you gave you presented like this little piece of quote unquote literature,
yeah,
to me, and to me, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds Jason-y, but guess what? It wasn't good enough to be Jason-y.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And now you're like, how can that be like in the annals or the anals? As it were,
both
of you know, literary history. How can that be in there? And then what I, Jason, have done be outside of that, outside of that archive? That's not right. And it's agree with you. Fuck that. That's not cool.
You know
to
what I'm going to do?
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I just finished – well, actually, I have one more story to read, I think, in your novel. It's a collection of short stories.
Yeah.
It's fucking great, man. It really is. It's Still Life with Zombie. And
yeah,
I just enjoyed the shit out of it. I just loved it. I look forward to it. Like I was like, oh, I'm going to go home and just like sit on the couch and read Still Life with Zombie. Because you're that good. I was like, oh, it's so funny. Laughed out loud. Just great, great shit. Now, I'm in what's called – what I really like about this. How fucking creative is this? And now I'm just I'm just stroking you at this point.
I appreciate it. You know, listen. I got a picture of a girl from ICP in front of Visa Stroke Away.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is you had a you have non-zombie stories at the end, and you prefaced that with a story called The Appendix.
Yes.
Which is zombies, like these couple of like very polite zombies eating a corpse, talking about how we're about to eat an appendix, which is kind of, you know, we don't get that very often. That was your lead in to the appendix, to the appendices,
yeah,
of the book, which I thought was just fucking just so funny, so brilliant. And then I read a story about a vampire, and I'm about to read a story about a werewolf. Now, don't spoil it for me.
I won't.
I'm just saying what occurred to me is that what Jason has done, and I read another book before that called A Night Without Sunshine. Really fucking well done.
Well, thank you.
I just, again, remember when I said it seems that you're this entity that has been carved out for my enjoyment. Like, that's how I feel about your books. When I read your books, I laugh out loud. My wife – I'm not kidding about this. My wife has kicked me out of bed because I was laughing too hard at your book. You'd think that would be in kind of like an innocuous thing where I'm like, I'm just going to sit and read. And she's like, that's cool. She's trying to go to sleep, but she can't because I'm fucking laughing too hard at your book.
Well, that's all I ever wanted.
Yeah. Well, anyway, fuck – you just gave me some excerpt from some dude.
Yeah.
That is studied?
Yeah. Daniel Carms.
Fuck that.
Well, I appreciate
Jason
you.
Jason Mark needs to be studied.
I need to be studied. And not in the way that I used to be studied by the cops.
I just realized how fucked up that statement was.
I like
need
it.
To
it's
be
awesome.
Studied. You need to be examined.
Tell you what, just for kicks and just for my own self-aggrandizement and ego, here in the last 3 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, to compare Daniel Carms, who probably deserves all this, you know, study, and me, who doesn't. Pick a number between 1 and 184, and I'll read to you a paragraph from that page of my shitty book that I just finished.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From your new book?
Yeah. Pick a number between 1 and 184, because that's how many pages I've got.
No, this is really exciting. Because I'm a huge fan, Jason. All right. How about this is my lucky number, 77.
77. All right, let's go back to 77. Where is it? Here we go, 77. Okay. Trying to find a paragraph that's worth reading.
I was going to say, you got a good one? Let's go.
Let's see. She turned it on and flipped through her apps. They were all there in the same position. She flipped through her images, all there as much as she could remember. Her mom's birthday party, her father bringing home a suitcase full of brand new American flags, a parking space to remember where she parked that time they went to Van Drama's big parking lot amusement park, where every ride was a car that you got to park in a huge parking lot inside the park. That brought back memories, even though it was, she checked the date on it 3 years ago, to the day, a fun little coincidence. Yeah, so that's one little paragraph. And that wasn't even the dumbest one by far. Gosh, I didn't even remember writing that one. But anyway, point is, I don't know what you got out of that. And obviously, it's only, you know, half a dozen words out of 90,000 or 80,000. Whereas,
that's an 80,000 book? That's good.
It's 85, yeah.
A lot of words.
Well, yeah, but again, I haven't edited it. I think probably it's going to lose about 10,000 after I get done chopping it down. But versus, you know, giving you this little excerpt from Daniel Carms, the blue notebook number 10. I bring this up and I say because I'm really pissed off that he gets published and I'm not. But the truth of the matter is, you know,
I'm
Joe,
pissed too.
Joe, no, you know what? You say such nice things and I think that you are an incredibly intelligent person as well, obviously. I mean, for fuck's sake, you got a degree in astrophysics. Not everyone can say that. Okay, let's be honest. Everyone can
that
say
means
it.
Something, but
everyone can
no,
say
no,
it, but they would nothing. Be lying. Uh-huh. They would be lying. I think that out of everybody in the universe I've ever heard from, I can think of only two people out of whose mouth that phrase would come. You and Donald Trump. And I'm reading that book that the ex-FBI director James Comey wrote. And I just got to the Donald Trump part. And if he ever – I mean, he lies all the time. But if he ever
one of
says –
us would be lying. If you heard Donald Trump say it and then you heard me say it, one of us would be lying.
Well, here's what I'm getting at. If he ever says, yeah, I have a degree in astrophysics, I will probably – ooh, I can't say it because I don't want to go to jail. But you know what? I would – oh, crap, I can't say it because there's the music. That ending was a little crazy. Sorry about that, Joe.
Well, let me explain to you how a solar system is formed.
Okay.
So, there's this mishmash of molecules, right? After the Big Bang, this huge mishmash, everything is mixed together, kind of uniformly, right? which is built to suck in comets. Its gravitational pull is so intense that it pulls in comets and saves us, the planet that created life, from damage.